News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
National Transport Authority begins research for its household travel survey today. With us to discuss it is Barry Cleary, Head of Transport Modelling for the National Transport Authority. Barry, what's happening?
We've just recently launched our household survey. We're going to go out and randomly select 4,000 people and ask them and their households to participate with us. And basically, we're going to ask them to complete a diary of their 2 days of their travel so that we can have a really good understanding of all the travel that the people of Ireland make.
How does it help? Tell us what kind of stuff it throws up.
So it really helps us understand the patterns of travel. So, for example, you know, say schools have gone back this week and we really use that data to understand the subtle nuances of the types of trips they make. And from that, you know, the reasons they make those trips. And that then allows us to plan or to prepare our strategies and our plans with really robust data behind them so that we understand exactly who we're serving and how best to serve them.
Have these surveys influenced transport policy in the past?
So they absolutely have, in that we've been running a transport survey of this type since 2006, when we did one for sort of the greater Dublin area under the Dublin Transportation Office at the time. And since the foundation of the NTA, we've been running these at a national level. So that's with first one was in 2012. So they go into both the understanding of the transport landscape that informs the policymaking, and they also go into the tools that allow us to understand how people would respond to the type of interventions that we make. So they sit at the bottom of things like strategies that you may have, you know, there's a strategy for Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford and Galway. And so the data that's in these surveys informs as part of a wide range of kind of activities, the those surveys and those strategies.
It's like a more detailed census, basically, is it?
Yeah, very much more so. So the census still asks questions about your usual travel to work, and we work with the CSO to fine-tune those questions, and we use them extensively. But that represents only about, would you believe, about 50% of all travel. And so what this survey does is gives us an insight into all the other travel and also how that travel goes together, because it's really important, you know, if you think about a household, the decisions about travel are often made by the group. So, you know, someone's going to out to work, or they're a bunch of friends living together, they're going somewhere. They choose their travel based on what the other household members are doing. And we really look to see how that all ties together. And the household travel survey really helps us with that.
Okay. Sorry, continue your point. Sorry, bye.
That's great. No. And then like the other thing that the household survey does is it looks at the detail of your trip. So it really asks you questions about, like, how did you get to the bus? If you took the bus, you know, did you walk there? Did you walk from the bus to another bus? So we're looking for detail. And in each question, there's a section where you can fill out the exact detail of how you made your trip. And that's really important for us then to plan. You know, you'll heard it before, talking about the first and last mile of any trip that you make. And so for us to understand that and to be able to represent that properly is really important too.
The people who are participating, they already have the survey at this stage, do they?
No, today's we're launching, and basically what happens is from now on, there's a team of people working with us. We work with a company called Ipsos BNA, and they have a dedicated team of people who will be randomly selecting phone numbers from landlines and mobile phones and ringing people and asking them if they would be willing to participate. And we're looking to select, as I said, 4,000 people, essentially leading to 4,000 households and about 10,000 people in total. And it'll take us upwards of about 100,000 phone calls to find those people who are able and willing to participate. And we really, really encourage people to participate if they are asked. So it's a really important survey, and it informs a huge amount of activity that's going on at the moment in the transport field.
So it's a kind of a call to arms. If you get the call, there's a little bit of work in it, but you're actually doing the state some service.
Yeah, you're doing the state some service, you're doing yourself some service and your friends and neighbours, because it enables us to properly understand what's happening on the ground and to plan properly for the provision of public transport and other transport across the country. And
okay,
it's widely used by both ourselves, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, the Department of Transport and others. So it's very important.
Barry Cleary, Head of Transport Modelling for the National Transport Authority. Thank you indeed for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.